News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Up to 50% of programmes in RTÉ over the summer months are repeats, up as high as 56%, in fact. However, has the success of shows like Love Island and Poldark proven that viewers still want to look at new shows during these long summer nights? And to discuss this, we're joined by Fiona Flynn. She's TV editor with entertainment.ie. Fiona, people tend to look at TV still, it would appear, over the summer months. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. I think there is that sort of old-fashioned way of looking at things, that everyone's sort of gone on their holidays and nobody's sitting around in front of the box. And I suppose that's a very idealistic way of looking at it, that we aren't all so glued to the TV. But we most certainly are. And I think that a lot of broadcasters, particularly international broadcasters, are starting to realise that. And perhaps maybe we're a little slow to realise that at home. In terms of RTÉ, I mean, I understand that TV3 has Love Island now. And I think even the popularity of that alone is, and how much people are talking about it, is proof that we are still, even in the middle of a heat wave, you know, going home in the evening and watching an hour of television. And like that, as you mentioned at the start there, BBC have chosen to have one of their huge flagship shows to air over the summer months, and Sky Atlantic did, or they're doing at the moment actually, with Sharp Objects. But last summer as well, they put out Game of Thrones during the summer months. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's becoming very clear now that we're not really, you know, we don't really want our TV 9 months of the year. We want 12 months of the year.
So tell me this, in your estimation as a TV monitor, how bad is the RTÉ schedule when it comes to repeats, from your perspective?
From my perspective, honestly, they sent out, you know, there was this whole thing about the summer schedule, but a lot of it's one-off things, you know, like, fair enough now, the World Cup had great coverage on RTÉ too. And I will say as well, the fact that RTÉ got The Handmaid's Tale ahead of any other European broadcaster was a huge coup for them. So, I mean, I will say that, but in terms of kind of our own content, original content going out over the summer, there's really not that much there, you know? I mean, it's constant flow of repeats.
There's actually nothing there. I was looking at RTÉ recently and there was absolutely nothing. Everything was on one evening. I think it was Sunday. Everything. Apart from the news. In fact, one of these days I'm expecting to see Anne Doyle pop up again and tell us how Gorbachev is doing with Perestroika.
Yeah, I mean, there is a couple of ones kind of coming back soon. I mean, I was looking ahead to the weekend and, you know, we've got Francis Brennan and he's going to South Africa, and there's, you know, John Creedon, and a couple of Sunday evening shows are starting to creep back in. But for a long time, I mean, if you're going on, I mean, it's the best of the Late Late Show. We don't have any kind of live talk show at all. I mean, the only kind of live thing in RTÉ
is not because we're so dependent on Miriam, and everybody thought Miriam had decided to take the summer off because she was going to pop up as a presidential candidate, but she didn't. But
no.
The fact that Miriam is, and we all love Miriam, and in fact, Pat Kenny's even been reported today saying he regrets the fact that she's not running for president, but that's an aside. But the fact is that she obviously is they're so dependent on Miriam. When she decides to take the summer off, there's nobody to do a chat show.
Yeah, well, I mean, our chat show normally airs later enough in the summer, so there could be hope for her, yes.
Send Shane Coleman out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm available.
He is, folks.
Let them know.
But D4, yeah, are you listening?
It is that sort of, you know, the reliability of just like, let's just churn everything out that we put out during the year. And I do think, you know, RTÉ do put a lot of emphasis, you know, when defending themselves on the licence fee. Mm. And that's, I mean, it is fair enough, I suppose. There is issues with the licence fee at the moment.
Yeah, they say they don't have enough money.
They say they don't have enough money, exactly, and there's problems with it and they want to increase it. And there's talk of bringing in a levy for people who don't necessarily have a TV but are using a laptop. There's talk of maybe bringing in something like what they do in Finland, which is a means test for the TV license, you know, to sort of assess maybe what everyone should be paying. So there's different options. And at the moment, Dee Forbes, the Director General of RTÉ, is very much saying when any kind of you know, anything's kind of put up against the RTÉ or their content. It's like, well, look, we don't have the money, we can't do it. So,
by the way, do you think we get value for money for our licence fee?
I mean, at the moment, I would say it's not necessarily channeled into the right areas. But now, I'm not the accountant over in RTÉ, so I suppose I can't say for exactly what it is being used for. But it seems in some ways that, you know, there is just this general sense of dissatisfaction and not necessarily pride when it comes to our own homegrown programs, you know. I mean, some slip through. Obviously, we all loved Love, Hate. And, you know, there's another crime drama on the way from that writer as well. So I'm wondering...
That'll be next year.
I'm wondering, will we kind of latch onto that the same way?
And it lasts for about 6 weeks and 7 weeks and that'll be it.
And that'll be it. And it's because we all love room to improve. So there is, I mean, there is content there that everyone gets very excited about in RTE. But I do think there needs to be a reassessment of this whole idea of, oh, well, only we're going to give you good TV over 9 months. I think the value for money isn't that, like, no, there's your viewer is there for 12 months of the year. I think the best way to look at it would be if you can't have the budget, if you don't have the budget to put on great content over 3 months of summer, then maybe just spread it out a bit more, you know, maybe look at it in a different way.
Be more imaginative. Well, they're getting enough money. They're getting the taxpayers' money, the licensed people, and they're getting the advertising.
We need to move forward as well with looking abroad to what other UK, other international broadcasters are doing and following suit, I think.